Hold on. Oh, whatever. It's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with another episode of Princess X. You guys like Princess X. I've checked the views. That's all I need to know. So we'll continue with Princess X over the Heart to Roommate and Sakaara family, which haven't been doing nearly as good as Princess X. Which means you like Nausea as much as I like Nausea. And that's fucking great. So let's continue. Remember, Nausea is pissed right now. And, well, she needs to really fucking slow her roll. I'll go find her and magic her up a little. No, don't do that. It was a joke. I'll not go that far. It is not as if I don't like her at all. I was surprised that she came at me so very interesting. Even humans normally preserve some decorum when first meeting. That's true. Now that she mentions it, the first time Nishi played with me, she acted like she was doing me a favor. In that sense, Nausea and Nishi might actually be fairly similar. I think it's about time we headed back to class. What? Why are you owing me? I am surprised. I thought you'd chase me off. Chase you off? Why? It was trouble for you when I showed up suddenly, was it not? I could tell that much. Don't come along then. I must. I came all the way here just to see you. I want to be by your side, Shinichi, even a little. Nausea. Right now, I'm feeling strange. For a moment, I almost forgot what Nausea is, even though she's a monster. That hasn't changed, but even so, for a moment, I was enjoying our talk. She's not just a monster, she has a monstrous love for you. My way of thinking is changing. Let's head back to class, Nausea. Checking my watch, I see that almost 10 minutes have passed. But if we go right now, we should get away with being just barely late.
Yeah.
No. Why not? You came all the way to school? I do not want to. We're finally alone. Let me have a little fun. What? I know what boys and girls do on the roof of their school. What boys and girls do? I'm getting a bad feeling about this. It sounds like she's picked up some more misinformation. Be comforted. I have cast a barrier to ward people off. Now this space is just for us. Wait, Nausea. I still won't allow you to consummate, as we still have not exchanged our vows of marriage. So allow me to pleasure you in other ways. We have to go to class. Hey, let's go to class and deepen our understanding of the world. What I want to deepen my understanding of is you, Shinichi. Now, I will begin. Oh, here we go! No. There we go. Oh, look at her silhouette. That's really cool. A lot of people, they don't look at hentai games or erogay games like that. Like, oh, do you notice her silhouette there? No, you were too busy focusing on the boobs. Attention to detail. How is it? I don't know. My dick is upright in an instant. Kaboom! Her cold skin is comfortable on my hardness. But that's about the only comfortable thing about this. Nausea's body is wrapped around mine, so I can't move. Oh, that's what you get with a snake girl. They kind of coil around you. Well, why are you wrapping me up? I'm more comfortable this way, and I like to feel your warmth. It might be nice for you, but you're hurting me a little. It's an embrace with your future wife. Just think of the pain as pleasure. Oh, sure. My bones are creaking. Endure it a little. This is punishment for your childhood friend. What did I do? Is she jealous of Nishi? I remember I was watching an episode of Mishida. And he had this other American comedian by the name of Juice on there. And he dated two Japanese women, which he's actually going to have on a podcast show. He's going to talk about what it's like to be married to Japanese women. And he said at first, you know, they're gorgeous, they're beautiful, and they come at you right like they're like the women running away from Godzilla. And that's before marriage. After the divorce, they're running at you like they are Godzilla. So that's what he said. He said he's divorced two, and he's dating another because he just those Japanese women, man, he just can't get enough of them. What did I do? Is she jealous of Nishi? Do not move. My breasts won't reach. A squishing feeling blows away the discomfort of my body. It might hurt, but it also feels good. While she constricts my body, her breasts envelop me. Those breasts slightly cool, but so soft. The thrill and excitement drive my penis erect. Immediately, it begins to leak. Leak? Man. Yes, so you're feeling this. I'm happy. It's really gushing out. So you're enjoying my breasts? Yeah, well, it feels good. Okay. I see. Then this is worth the trouble. Her breasts press in, squeezing my dick again, and at the same time, everything that had been building up inside squirts out at once. What? Right, yeah. What's wrong? Nothing. Nothing at all. It's fine. Phew. Her awkward response worries me a little. It makes me wonder if she wasn't up to some funny business. But then, it's not really all that strange. Her response suggests she just wasn't expecting it. Alright, look, it's already come out, so it feels good. Yeah, it feels like your boots are really nice and soft. Then be still. It will make this easier. Got it. She recoils herself, adjusting her grip, and gently enfolds my penis in her enormous tits. Ah, that feels good. Better than before. Yes. You're making a happy face. That's good. This is my, I think it's called a tit job? Yeah, that's what it's called. I see. I'm glad you enjoy my tit jobs and blow jobs. A woman after my own heart right there, ladies and gentlemen. But, is it really okay to do this kind of thing? I mean, we're at school. Relations before marriage? I'm interpreting this as acceptable. The imperial household law of my country contains no prohibition against tit jobs. Well, I'm glad. So there should be no problem. That's not what I mean. What then? Are you worried that I'm forcing myself? Forget it. Do whatever you want. Yes, so I will. But if you want to comfort me, I won't mind. Actually, for my part, it would make me very happy. So you really are forcing yourself? I am not at all. I just want you to feel good, Shinichi. I got it. Don't put too much force into it. Just do it softly. Right, okay. Now then, let me make love to you with my mouth. I may have improved a little. Did you practice, sir? Don't blurt out such embarrassing questions. Anyway, just be still. That finely parted tongue swirls around my penis, and a pleasant, soft feeling begins to gradually push its way up. Good, you're really feeling it. I'm glad. I'll be happy if you keep it up. Naja strengthens the movement of her tits with her soft breast pressing on my shaft. A sensation of incredible pleasure rises in me. No, it's so hot. Maybe it's the excitement. My breasts feel like they'll get burned. Naja's skin is cooler than my body temperature. Maybe that's why my penis feels hot to her. And rubbing that hot penis is making Naja excited. I can see that from her expression. What is it, Shinichi? What are you staring at? Nothing. It just feels incredible. Then let your voice out. Nobody is here but us. Don't worry, you can moan. That would make me really happy. It's still kind of embarrassing, but with Naja squeezing and working my penis so hard she's practically crushing it, I can't help letting my voice out. Right there! Hearing your voice gets me excited too. It feels good for you too, Naja? Me too. I had no idea a tit job would be this good. Yes, there are way more juices than when I did it with my mouth. It feels really good, doesn't it? I can't move my body, so I just move my eyes. I must be leaking quite a bit because Naja's breasts are sopping wet. That warm feeling is pressed between these two big breasts, and the pleasure just keeps squeezing and squeezing. Now, feel it more. Feel me more and more. Naja increases the pressure even more. Amidst the softness, the increasing softness and the wet friction drive the pleasure in my penis to new heights. Wow. It's good. Wow. Good. I can't stop twitching. Yes, good. I'm happy too. You're enjoying my tit job, Shinichi. Knowing that lifts my spirits. Well, that's a great way to say it. Okay. Again, there's a silhouette there. Then let's add some oral love. What is that? That's your tongue is wrapping around my Our tongues are longer than those of humans. We can do things like this. Our tongue is wrapped around my Still didn't get it. Oh well. Her tongue is wrapped around my penis, her long forked tongue. And that's all inside her mouth, where she's sucking and slurping and making lewd noises with it. I can feel an intense pleasure between my thighs. Yes! I see. Good, good. I'm glad you're enjoying my tongue, but not yet. More. I want you to do the coming after feeling me even more. Without thinking, I let out a sigh of disappointment. After all, I've never felt anything this good before. I find myself just wanting more sex. Oh, did I hurt you? I'm sorry, but it's fine. Soon I will, excite all of you, Shinichi. Okay. That's right, I'll use my hand. I want to touch and feel you. With her body still wrapped around me, Naja moves her hand to my penis. My hips jerk when she grabs it hard, but that feeling quickly turns gentle. How is it? Do I move my hand well? Does it feel good? It's not bad. How can I make it better? The rim, if you're a bit gentler around the rim of the head, and if you could lick the tip with your tongue. Okay, allow me. That is a snake tongue, ladies and gentlemen. Ha! Yeah! Yeah! Okay, so this is good. Yeah, it feels great. Honestly, I didn't expect it to be this good. I'm really lucky to have been born a man. It's a bit opportunistic It's a bit opportunistic of me to think that now, but I really feel that way. Then I better make you feel it more and more. Here! Naja's hand job and licking get more intense. The pleasure in my penis gets stronger and stronger and it starts to drip and twitch. I notice that Naja's cheeks are red with excitement as well. Are you feeling it too, Naja? Me? Well, I... You could say that I am. You could say that I'm not. It's kind of a vexatious feeling. Oh, I see. Would you prefer if I felt it? Yeah, I think that might make me happy too. Then, let me use my breath again. That way I feel it more too. I feel pretty good just from feeling your, penis, Shinichi. Naja smothers my penis in her breast once more. As her tongue twines around it, the slow pressure of her breasts fall pleasantly on my penis. Ah, yeah, ugh. Man, they're really going at it for a while, aren't they? So it feels good. I feel it too. Shinichi, you feel so hard and hot. That comes across to me as pleasure. Yeah, it's great. I can't control my voice. It's my first tit job and only my second blow job. I feel more and more desire for Naja as she makes love to my virgin penis. That's good. It's pulsing. Hey, can you hear it? My breasts and your rod are getting noisy. Yeah, I can hear it fine. nausea. Does it feel good? Can you feel my body shaking around you? When I focus, I can feel little squeezes as her body squirms around, clinging close to me. That must be nausea shaking. Shaking. I'm excited too, so Shinichi, feel it more and more for me. Nausea takes my penis in her mouth and wraps her tongue around the shaft again. Just like that, she makes squelching, wet sounds tormenting my penis with the pleasure. Ah, ah, that's good. It feels good. This is great. They are really going on a while. They could have stopped a while ago. To think that a tit job would make me feel good too. I want to taste more and more of you, Shinichi. Yeah, go ahead, taste it. I move my body, and at the same time, I thrust my penis into the depths of Naja's throat. Good lord, this is going on long. This might be the whole video. Ah, your tongue went in. Boom, boom. Would be the sound that would be made if the tongue went into that area. Right there. Coming. I'm coming. Okay, finally. I'm coming! With my penis buried in her throat, I explode. Spurt, sploosh, spurt, splash. Nausea pulls her mouth away in the middle of my ejaculation. The remaining semen drops sloppily on her face and head. That felt good. Don't just say that felt good, you fool. When you ejaculated in my throat, I thought I might drown. Sorry, I just felt so good. And worse, look at my face and hair. Some even got on my uniform too, even though I just made it. Can't you use magic to... I won't use magic for something so stupid. She used it to fix some simmered potatoes, though. Honestly, lend me your penis. Okay. I nervously present my penis. Her attitude and glare remain unchanged, but the movement of her tongue is gentle. She's cleaning it all for me. Really? There's still so much left. It's like Mr. Clean Magic Eraser over here. Nausea seems to get lost in the act of sucking my penis as she squeezes out the last of my semen. Ugh, that's embarrassing. Be silent. You were so cruel to me a moment ago. You have no right to be embarrassed now. There's nothing for it. I better endure it. Wow. It takes another 15 minutes for Nausea to clean everything up. And then it shines like Mr. Clean's bald head. Right around there. The ball. There's no ball. The bell rings for the end of class. We wound up cutting class for a full hour. There, that's good. How is it? You can't smell semen, can you? No, and it even smells lemony fresh! No, it's fine. I will have Baya clean my clothes later. Later. I could wash them if you like. I've heard this is not work for men. That's the way of the Japanese world, is it not? Really? can any Japanese men here, you know, is that the, can any Japanese men here confirm that? Is, washing your clothes not work for Japanese men? Men do not deal with housework in our Gorgonian Empire either. Well, I'll be damned. I'll have the Gorgon women. My God, they cook and clean and they suck your dick clean too. Like, spick and span. It's like, good Lord. The house is clean. The husband is happy. Everything is wonderful. Sign me up, all these passport bros. They're going over there to the Philippines and Japan and all these other places. I want to go to the Gorgonian Empire. I'll take my chances. In my house, we do. We have a cycle. I trade off the washing with my sisters. Although, since those two are still kids, I end up doing most of it the time. It should be, I end up doing most of it. Excuse me. That didn't make fucking sense. Although, since those two are still kids, I end up doing it most of the time. Then let me help as well. But have you ever... I have not, but it's me. I can do it. That's all there is to it. I can only smile wryly at her baseless confidence, but it might not be bad to let her practice by showing her how to remove these stains from a uniform. Got it. In exchange, I'll teach you how to do it properly, okay? Certainly. Now then, let us return to the classroom. We've been away for some time. Yeah. Just then, I feel a powerful stare on me. What? I turn around but see nothing but the open sky. It's not like anything could be hiding up there. That's strange. I think there was something out there. Is something wrong? I felt something staring at me. I dispelled the barrier. Most likely you were just sensitive to that. I wonder, was that it? More importantly, let's go back to the classroom. I would like to try taking what you call a class. Got it. We hurry back to the classroom. But first, I turn back one more time. One part of the sky seems particularly bright. I see, so you found her. In the name of God, Sorceress Nausea, this world will be your grave! Chapter 2, Their Groom, His Princesses. In place of an intermission, it's time for some trivia. Part 2. Did you know? Part 2. 2. The basis for Nausea's sexual knowledge is some erotic manga Yuki hid in a drawer. Drawer? Wait, eh? In my drawer? Yeah, she found your hiding place and got really into reading them. Yuki's hiding space is at the back of her bottom drawer. How do you know about that? I hid those ones in the drawer because they're extra hardcore. Well, we here at Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy, we like hardcore. I know all about it. Everybody hides stuff there. And now you know where Yuki hides her arrow manga. No! Okay. Okay, so we're in chapter 2, and we found out where Yuki hides her hardcore manga. And we found out that there seems to be a champion that wants to defeat Naja, which makes sense because she's like the demon, well, you can't say demon lord, demon lady, I don't know, demon queen. She's the big bad, so that's like the hero. It's interesting how all this is going down. And I know it's going to unfold into something pretty interesting, a little more interesting than your standard Eroge, right? But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time with more Princess X. Stay tuned.